This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As you know, I was on vacation in Mexico a couple of weeks ago and did manage to take a few pictures of the plant life. The hibiscus were blooming. That was a welcome sight in the middle of winter. Correctly identifying the other flora pictures turned out to be more challenging than I thought. The one I ID'd easily was Monstera deliciosa. The leaves are way larger outside in their native habitat than my darling in the kitchen. I have comparisons on gardenbite.com, as well as pics of the other plants I'm sharing with you. There was a beautiful bush with variegated green and white leaves and an abundance of flowers that looked like clusters of small orchids. I use an app called PlantNet that misidentified the plant, or it may be a cultivar of the purple false eranthemum, which has purple leaves, and I didn't get a picture of those shrubs. A pretty orange-flowered shrub had a few names, which meant further digging. I took a photo of a plant identifier the resort had, but it did not have all the plants, and mixing Latin names around is real easy to do. What I thought was Cordia sebastina is, according to the resort sign, Cordia dodecandra. I'm still not entirely convinced. You take a look and tell me what you think. I'm pretty sure I got the coconut palm correct, and the Florida thatch palm, also known as Thrinax radiata, is correct, and a really impressive specimen. One plant I think may be correct but looks different due to excessive pruning may be Menocara zapota, or more commonly known as sapodilla. What you'll see in the photo is immature fruit. These are all slow-growing plants. Take a look and share your thoughts. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.